stop me if you've heard this one before. We had a pitcher's duel. The matchup, Mark Appel for Lehigh Valley, looking for an IL-leading fourth win versus Drew Hutchison of Buffalo. His last start, a win in the majors for the Toronto Blue Jays. Runs tonight at a premium. First chance comes for Lehigh Valley versus Hutchison in the bottom of the second. Pigs put runners at the corners, two outs, but a strike out ends it. Scoreless we go through two innings. A chance for Buffalo in the third. Bisons put two on with no one out, but Gio Meyer pops out to second, bringing up the top of the order. And Alexi Casilla.
And Appel stretches and delivers. Runners break. Pitch is swung on and gloved by Appel for the first out. He'll throw to first to complete the double play. And if no one was out, it would have been the easiest triple play in baseball history.
The first of three double plays turned in this game by Lehigh Valley, all ending the inning. All ending rallies with multiple runners on base. We'd end up scoreless through four. Both sides with two hits at that point, both putting just one in scoring position. Top of the fifth now. The top of the inning for Buffalo to go to work. A.J. Jimenez reaches scoring position for the second time. Gets the third, doesn't score. So scoreless we go to the bottom of the fifth. A one-out double by Cedric Hunter, his first extra base hit since joining the Iron Pigs. Brought up, Ryan Jackson.
Hunter runs well. He's on second. Pitch swung on and drilled right side. It is a base hit past the dive of the second baseman Burns. Here comes Hunter. Brown up at the ball, does not throw through as Hunter scores. And the Pigs grab a 1-0 lead on the RBI by Action Jackson.
So 1-0 Pigs. Keep this in mind. Lehigh Valley unbeaten at this point in the year, 7-0 when leading after five innings. But an answer by Buffalo in the sixth. A one-out walk to former Pig Dominic Brown. He moves to second on a Jesus Montero single. So, at the plate, a big league vet with 10 years experience on eight different teams.
As Appel is over 90 pitches, curveball here swung on and spanked for a base hit into right field. We're tied up. Brown plates, Montero holds it second, and Casey Kochman with his fifth RBI has tied the score.
And that was Appel's final pitch in this game. Pigs looking to take back the lead in the bottom half of the sixth. All tied 1-1. Two on, two out for the guy who always seems to come up clutch of late.
And the 0-1 is swung on and lined to short and caught by Meyer, who went up the elevator shaft to make the play. I thought he may have mistimed the jump. He still made the catch, an incredible catch, to rob Venable of an RBI base hit that would have given Lehigh Valley the lead.
Sensational defense all game long by both sides. 1-1, we went to the ninth. Battling the pouring rain at Coca-Cola Park. Just a few fans sticking it out. Edward Mujica on. He's got an IL-leading six saves, but of course, game tied. This not a save situation. A one-out double by John Berti. With two outs, the winning run ends up just 90 feet away. Pinch hitter David Adams in the batter's box.
Man on third. It'll be a 2-1 by Mujica. Swung on and cranked out to left field. Williams going back towards the track by the wall. Leaps. And he can't make the catch. He kept it in the ballpark, but it's in for extra bases. Scoring from third is Berti. Williams fought the wall, and the wall won. It's an RBI double, 2-1 Buffalo.
First lead for the Bisons coming in the final inning of action. So they carry that lead to the bottom of the ninth. 7, 8, and 9 in the batting order up for Lehigh Valley. The first one, Will Venable, already with a hit in this game. He reaches again on a single. Up next, Cedric Hunter lays down a sacrifice, but reaches on an error. So two on, no out. Ryan Jackson retired. Up next, with the winning run on base, the top of the batting order, Darnell Sweeney.
Sweeney, again, the average right around the Mendoza line, but he's had eight RBIs. He has hit .333 with runners in scoring position. Pitch is swung on and drilled. Caught with a leap at second. A double play ball as the game's going to end on a flip back to second. Sweeney hit a doozy of a line drive that looked to be a game tire, but Andy Burns had another idea, and that'll end the game just like that. A 4-6 double play threat subsided, crisis averted for Giraldo, and Buffalo, with a run in the ninth inning, takes game one of a three-game series by the final of 2-1.
And just a tough way to lose, especially after sitting around on the day off and having such success on the road trip. In game number 21 for the Iron Pigs, they fall to 11-10 on the year. Came into today tied for first place. We'll have to see what the rest of the International League did. For Buffalo, game 22, the Bisons improved to 10-12. Again, the final score, 2-1. Buffalo defeats Lehigh Valley in the first game of this series.